looking out in my window, and people running here and there, here and there. All dressed up
in their fancy clothes,
in their fancy clothes,
in their fancy clothes.
From my window looking out,
from my window looking out.
Shining. Well, maybe I should go out tonight and have some fun.
Oh, wow.
See what New York City life's about.
Oh, wow.
Excitement's running high.
Running high.
Because it looks awful exciting. From my hotel window looking out. From my hotel window looking out. Looking out. Why is that a star I see a passing by?
Passing by.
Is he famous?
A star?
Would he talk to me? From my window looking out.
From my window looking out.
Why, who's that coming down the road? Child of the street. Their feet are all swollen. With no place to go.
And their clothes are
kind of holy, too.
Children of the street,
of rags. I wonder if that's all the goods that he has in the world.
The garbage can,
ashes flying by,
far by a street. Bless his heart.
From my window looking out, I can see him there.
Looking
from my
out,
window looking out,
my tray.
With all this food I've got to eat. Throw away. I'm so ashamed. Maybe I should take him some of this good old
food I've got.
Food today. And other things so he can have a bite to eat today. Teach me what to say and what to do to help the children of the street.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. And now we turn to the radio obituaries, where we've got a backlog like you wouldn't believe. But we're not getting there tonight. We're keeping it compact. But let's get it going so we can get them all in. Of course, the radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. First off, we thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything that he does. Then I gotta remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Hugh Masekela, the South African trumpeter, flugelhornist, cornetist, composer, and singer. Known as the father of South African jazz, he was known for his jazz compositions and for his writing of well-known anti-apartheid songs, such as Bringing Back Home and Soweto Blues. He had a U.S. pop hit in 1968 with his version of Grazing in the Grass. Hugh Masekela just passed away at 78. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Didn't know your name. I was in the a deep dark high on the walls of my wig. How did I know you called?
Thank you.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Leon Rhodes, the lead guitar player for the Ernest Tubbs Texas Troubadours in the 60s, and he went on to be heard for decades as part of the Grand Ole Opry and part of the Hee-Haw staff bands. He played with blinding speed and unbelievable accuracy, and for years on stage and in the studio, Tubb would call out his dazzling solos with a drawled, "Ah, here's Leon." Rhodes recorded with Lefty Frizzell and Ray Price in Texas during the 50s before Tubb hired him. Leon Rhodes just passed away at 85. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bumblebee!
The next radio obituary is for Barbara Cope, the American rock and roll groupie. She said she became a groupie in 1965 during a concert at the Dallas Memorial Auditorium, show unnamed. She went on to tour with Traffic and Jimi Hendrix, joined up with Joe Cocker in 1970. She was known by the nickname the Butter Queen, which she allegedly earned from using butter during sexual encounters with rock stars. She's even referenced in the song Rip This Joint by the Rolling Stones. David Cassidy was quoted as saying, "I'd rather spend an evening with her than in the living room of the Partridge Family." Barbara Cope just passed away at 67. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Every time we come to town, you know she always comes around. Now
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Christopher Sangrides. Sangrides. I've never known how to pronounce his last name. Sangrides? I don't know. But he was a British Grammy-nominated record producer, sound engineer, and mixer, best known for his work with many heavy metal bands, including Judas Priest, Thin Lizzy, and Helloween. He also worked with many pop and alternative artists, including Depeche Mode, Tom Jones, Concrete Blonde, and The Tragically Hip. Christopher Sangrides just passed away at 61. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello, voters. A lot of people have been saying, Mr. Bean, we'd like to vote for you, but we can't actually hear what your policies are, because that song of yours is so very noisy, and not at all in the manner of Val Dunican, whom we so enjoy. I'd therefore like to take this opportunity of a 12-inch recording to lay out my policies in a slightly fuller form. Although, if you don't mind, I might just have a sip of my tea first. That's better. Oh, and Puff's little nose blow, just to clear the passages. Marvellous. Best feeling in the world. But enough of that. No one's going to vote for a chap just because his nostrils are clean, now are they? No. Which is dust as well. So, here we go. These are my top policies in all the major areas. First, transport. I intend to introduce free petrol for all green minis, as long as their registration number is SLW287R. Because that's mine, you see. Also, I think traffic wardens should have to write sorry on the bottom of parking tickets. I think that's the least that good manners demand. Immigration is, of course, a big issue with me. I intend to act immediately to stop that horrid little boy from home alone coming back into the country again. He's awful. And I don't think Danny Minogue should be allowed back in until she learns how to spell her name. It's ridiculous. Kissing has, I think, also become a major problem in Britain in the 1990s. I would like to make a law that there'll be no more kissing in front of children, old people, or adults. In fact, come to think of it, there should be no more kissing at all. Yes, I think that's right. Vote Bean and stop that snogging. Moving on, under my government, it will be illegal for people who don't play sports to wear tracksuits. It will also be illegal to be Hugh Scully. But now we come to the two major issues. First, the economy. Well, I'm afraid I don't really understand it, to be absolutely frank. I will say, however, that I've noticed that the price of Gobstoppers has risen enormously over the last 27 years, which I think is awful, and we'll definitely sort that out in the first budget, won't we? Oh, yes. Secondly, the price of these 12-inch singles is absolutely outrageous. Vote for me, and I'll give you a refund the moment I get to number 10. Sorry, to number 1. So, there we go. That's it. In short, my message is, once in a while, you get a politician with vision, courage, intellect, and imagination. But for this election, why not settle for someone with nicely brushed hair and a clean pair of underpants? And that's me. Vote Bean, and you won't regret it. Oh, would you like me to do another take? Because I'm not sure that nose blow was quite as vigorous as I've done. It could be, you know, more energetic. Or something like this. Oh, absolutely marvellous. Thank you.
the penultimate radio obituary, is for Frank Liberto. He gave birth to the iconic form of ballpark nachos, a simple dish of tortilla chips, cheese, and jalapenos, fit for mass consumption at stadiums and movie theaters across the country. So say some. Frank Liberto just passed away at 84. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Me some of those nacho chips, but salsa, queso, and smile on my face. Oh, nacho, nacho is so delicious. Oh, yeah.
The ultimate radio obituary is for Dominic Frontier, the American composer, arranger, and jazz accordionist, known for composing the theme and much of the music for the first season of the television series, The Outer Limits. Just passed away at 86. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Dominic Frontier, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And just about wraps up tonight's episode. One final tune to go out on. Then we're going to hand you over to another radio show coming up following us. Then, of course, you know we'll be back here next week for more silliness, for your stick-shaking action. It's the only thing we know how to do, except for when we leave town, like we're going to do for 2 weeks. 2 weeks in February. Was not my intention, but that's how it's going to roll. So coming up on December 17th, you're going to have DJ Ryan D filling in. And then the next week on February 24th, it will be your favorite Not Belinda and mine, Chuck U. Because he's the only Not Belinda, you know. And he'll be filling in as we open up the 33rd year of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Whew. Crazy talk. Crazy talk. But he'll be here doing that for you. I'll be somewhere else doing stuff not for you. And then I'll be back, of course. But, you know, I'm not gone yet. Still got a couple of Saturdays left to go. So let's meet up here next week at 11 p.m. Eastern on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's time to ride the trail, little cowboy, to the sleepy land of Let's Pretend. In the faraway skies where the dicky bird flies and the rainbows never, never end, we'll saddle up a coal black pony and ride him through a field of stars to a place I know where